What's up, everybody? You are watching AfterBuzz TV for the Bring It After Show. It's a grudge match against Eva the Diva. Who's going to win? Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Anything but bucking it, right?
Get out there, have that. Show them your DP for Anna.
Yes,
I try to do the tongue like Cammy.
You almost there. You almost got it.
She's way cuter.
What's up, everybody? As you can see, we're knocking if we bucking over here for DD4L. Of course, I am your host, Howard the Third, but I have my lovely little ladies over here, my Howard angels. Introduce yourself over here, girls.
Hi, Heather Yared. You can find me on Twitter at Heather Yared.
I'm Tamara Brown. You can find me on Twitter at Brown Tamara.
And I already said I'm Howard the Third, but you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, all that great stuff.
I said you can tell I'm so over my handle. I'm always just like, just Google my name or whatever. It doesn't, my handles are different on every platform.
Everything, just social media, just everybody, Howard the Third. But let's get into it. So on season 3, 16. Episode 16. Yes, it was called The Return of Neva the Diva. Mm. Ooh, we saw Neva, who I actually liked. Do you guys know? You guys aren't feeling her?
I mean, I think Neva's great. I think, in actuality, she really does care about the girls. Mm-hmm. You could tell by the way she completely changed her attitude mm-hmm. this episode.
Yeah.
It was completely different than her extremely dramatic going back at it than the last seasons, for sure.
I think she crossed the line. She crossed the damn line last season with that stunt, which I'll wait till we get there, but because they left some shit out, and I am shocked because she crossed the line, and we got to talk about it.
Oh, so. Definitely, but before we get into that line crossing, let's talk into Coach D enlisting 100 girls, her 100 new girls, new dolls, to compete against Neva the Diva this season. Well, this episode. So we open up with both Coach D and Kayla in the office. Kayla just won, you know, her little scrimmage match, really feeling herself. Are we shocked that Kayla's like, I'm the big boss now, like, after one match?
She's getting confident.
Yeah, she
Go
is.
Go Kayla!
I think Coach K definitely did it in an eloquent manner that wasn't too much for Coach D. And I was really surprised at Coach D's response. Again, I was expecting, because of her persona with the girls, I was expecting her to be more cocky. But she embraced it. She was very, like, mothering about it. And she seemed excited for Kayla. I thought that was cool.
Right.
Very
she's
cool.
She's like, I still win.
Yeah,
I coach you.
Did she like, did she come down too? She was like, I win. Yeah. I'm the winner.
Oh my gosh. So we move into Coach D saying now she got an email from Neva the Diva. We have to talk about this whole Neva versus Coach D little episode.
Feud?
Yeah.
What are you going to call it?
Yeah, I didn't see the flashback in the episode where she literally says to Neva, like, no matter how I feel about you, I would never do that. I didn't see that episode. But whatever it is, it looked really emotional. You had something
to say. Can I say what it is?
Yes.
What they didn't show?
Yes.
Okay, so last season, those of you who've been watching know that this episode, all they kept showing was the horse or the donkey with Miss D's face on the side. Was it a horse or a donkey? I don't know. It doesn't really matter.
It was a horse.
So they have Miss D's face on the side of it, and that's all that they were showing. What they didn't show from last season was that they had... was it one of the girls? Somebody was throwing money at it. And what it was alluding to was that because Miss D used to do porn. Mm-hmm. And she's made that... She hasn't made that a secret. So she... But Miss D... This definitely... For Neva to do that crossed a line because Miss D explained in the episode when it happened that... Now, she has to explain to her girls the significance of the money, what that meant, throwing the money. And she's like, those girls didn't need to know that. My girls didn't need to know that. That's something that's my past, you know. And that crosses a line. And so that's when she said, like, she's like, I have a long face and horse teeth. She was like, none of that bothers me at all. She's like, call me a horse or whatever. She's like, it doesn't bother me at all. But when you talk about my past like that, that's something I would never... hit below the belt like that, you know?
Right.
And it was, wow. I mean, that was inappropriate. So,
oh my
wow.
God.
Wow, now that makes sense. Mm-hmm. I can see also with this whole, you know, I hate to say craze, but there's a really big emphasis on bullying, right? So with all the bullying and so forth, I can see where that was a lot, but the money thing and taking it to that kind of connotation, mm-hmm. I agree. That's a little right. bit too much. No yeah. wonder she, I thought she was just acting prim and proper because Neva was afraid of her reputation, but exactly. I didn't know she crossed the line like that.
So yeah, and she should I mean, tone it down. And they did the whole episode, you know, like they talked about it in the episode, the first half of the season when it happens, but it was interesting that in this episode, they only showed just the horse, and they only showed the clip of Miss D saying, I have a long face, and I have horse teeth, as mm-hmm. if that was the thing that she was mad at, mm-hmm. when in the actual episode, that was it was the opposite. That was the thing where she was like, if you had left it at that, we wouldn't, you know, no big deal. We, wow. you know, I call you fat, you call me big teeth, whatever. She's, you know, that's one thing, but, you know, taking it to the money... Hmm. That's a whole other level of don't, you know, don't go there.
That is something else. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. Well, were we surprised that Neva decided to email Coach D and say, hey, I want to do this grudge match with you. I want to take it to the streets. I really want to get down and dirty and really buck with you. Are we surprised that Neva sent an email? Why didn't she call? Why didn't she send a telegram? Like, what's she doing?
I thought it was weird, too.
I'm not surprised that she emailed. I mean, publicity is publicity. There's no such thing as bad publicity.
That's true.
So the fact that Neva took advantage of it, I would have done the same thing. Not surprised. I think she wanted to get back on the show. Clearly, as Mimi said, she's been out of the game for a hot minute. She was unable to be found, which everyone knows. That means you're practicing, so she wanted to show what she got, which I saw exactly. a big improvement in her girls.
Yeah, I did too. They yeah. really had a lot of time to practice because Coach D even said that since they didn't make it to the Battle Royale, they didn't make it to the semifinals, that the Divas of Olive Branch were just practicing all summer long. So they really, to me, had like a leg up. Mm-hmm. Because these girls out there, yeah, they're practicing, but they're out there actually competing mm-hmm. and day in, week out.
And doing shows and stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. Why Divas of Olive Branch is sitting back.
Yeah. So I keep laughing because I remember her saying, Divas of Olive Garden.
Yeah, that was funny.
I was like, that was amazing. That
She's
was
great. Right. Yeah. Steve's great with the quips. She's good. She keeps them coming.
Isn't she?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
She's a smart cookie.
So we move on. We move on to finally seeing the new girls. The girls from the Birmingham studio. I was a little shocked that she had so many girls. I was thinking maybe like 20.
Damn army.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I can't believe. How big is that studio?
It's huge. It's definitely bigger than I think what they have now. I was curious, are they babies? Are they like a younger group? Because they look a lot younger.
Both.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, yeah, because I saw a lot of little babies. I saw a lot of little babies.
She's got the babies and the older girls, yeah.
And that, I guess the girl who was sitting quiet that didn't say anything in the white, I believe that was the coach down there. Did anyone see her?
Yeah, I did. It was.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I was surprised that there wasn't more conversation from her, too. Because clearly she's been doing a good job because they killed it.
Right.
They did good.
I was a little surprised that she wanted to use the new girls in this episode. She said, I want them to get experience, which is great. But when you're going against one of your main rivals, is it good to use a new person knowing this is your main rival? Mm-hmm. Why bring in new blood when... they don't even know how to compete.
Well, I feel like Miss D's looking at it as a an ex. What do they call it in baseball when it's not a real game? It's an exposition game, and that's what this was. Because like, it's not competition season.
True.
It's just like these pre. You know, she and Kayla battled last week. Neva, this is just another like practice competition. And Neva even said, you know, Miss D always does like to do the change out and bring in the new line. You know, like just. Group after group after group in a field dance. So,
yeah, it reminded me of like old school back in the day, literally like armies, like back in the 1800s, 1700s, when she wanted to bring in that many people. I was like, okay, so she literally is wanting this to look like a battle because right. the more people you have, like in 300, the movie 300, right. the more people you have, the more intimidating. Mm-hmm. So I definitely think that Neva looked more intimidated when it happened. Clearly, like you're saying, for a Coach G to take that risk with so many to get them on point was a big deal.
Yeah.
But the fact that they pulled it off, I could see why bringing more in and doing that made sense because it clearly worked because they won. Didn't mean to spoil, just in case you were getting there.
Didn't mean to spoil all of that, but you know, now you know. And we see the moms not really feeling the new moms when they, not even feeling the new girls. When Coach D said, okay, I'm bringing in my girls from, you know, Birmingham, the new moms, no.
We'd rather sit with the spiders in the closet. Right. I would never, right?
Sit in the closet, didn't want to do anything in the viewing room, was already throwing shade when Coach D just threw out the idea of bringing the girls to the practice.
Yeah, I love how protective the moms are.
They are protective.
Sometimes, again, I'm not sure if it's like staged or what. I definitely dealt with my set of moms when I was much younger, the mothers getting involved and overshadowing and so forth. Mm-hmm. But I was not surprised that they didn't want to share. They like that limelight. They like the fact that their girls are number one.
Yeah.
So to me, I wasn't too surprised at their dislike. But also, Coach D throwing in, I'm going to get Birmingham up in here. Yeah. Just if they weren't paying attention. Again, I thought that was classic. I was expecting that for her to use them in their face, for sure.
I wasn't expecting it. I was like, don't bring the new... I was with the moms. Like, I was just like, don't bring them in. Like,
yeah.
I like the girls, but let them keep practicing. Let them keep doing their thing, because these ladies are already under pressure.
Yeah.
You know, their original dolls are just like...
That was their first one, right? It was their first time that Birmingham performed?
As far as the show goes,
yes.
I actually, you guys let us know. Like, you're following their, like, regular competitions closely. So, yeah, let us know if the Birmingham team had already competed before.
Because mm-hmm. mm-hmm. I definitely don't know.
Yeah, they did great. For the first time around, it was great. Mm-hmm. For sure.
I loved it.
So,
we then move on to just... the practices. That's all we see now. These girls are going in on practice, and we see Miss Diana, Coach D, blow right up. Now, we've seen all season, last season, she has her little, you know, blow ups, and she gets frustrated with the girls, but this episode, mm-hmm. was she too extreme? She was cursing.
Well, it's, you know, like, it's I like seeing Diana's personality, so, like, mm-hmm. I like seeing those blow-ups. But what I've, from the beginning of this show, like, I say time and time again, like, we don't see enough of the dancing.
Right.
Like, even in when they're actually in the actual competition, the majority is we're seeing reaction shots from the moms and from Miss D. And I'm always like, more dancing. And one of the reasons is because when Miss D blows up and we haven't seen any other reason why, I really don't care whether she's correct to blow up or not, because I have no idea what's going on. All we're seeing is her going crazy, and it's just like, what was actually happening?
Well,
like,
we saw Faith laughing. Didn't we see
Faith? Yeah, we saw it for a second, yeah, but it's like, those little things are like just a split second. It's like, it's not unraveling any kind of story for me. Like, I just want to see more of the actual dancing to see, you know, what if she's getting, if they really are low energy and off or whatever, you know?
Mm-hmm. I mean, clearly I think that in her own token, again, ruling with fear always, to me, works.
Yeah.
I mean, when I was in cheering and when I was making sure I did, everyone had to do the 8 counts faster than they did. And if they messed up within 3 or 4 counts, I was like, stop, start from the beginning. If you don't rule with that fear, with that intensity, then guess what? They're not going to give 100% every time.
That's true.
So I definitely don't think mm-hmm. she was overboard.
Especially as teenage girls.
Yeah. And they win every time because of Coach D's intensity. Like, if she was lackadaisical and allowing... Again, like we said last week, sometimes maybe being like, what do you think comes from a new coach. It does work for Kayla. But Kayla's great, but if it wasn't for Coach D's intensity and her yelling and scaring them and making them try harder, I don't think they'd win every time. So keep doing it, Coach D. I enjoy seeing it. I don't need to see any more dancing. I love all the yelling. Yell all day.
I want to see those dances. I want to see the dances because also, too, sometimes we see the cameras will show them, and you can tell that they're clearly just marking it. Mm-hmm. And then Miss D's reaction is, I need to see energy.
Right.
As a viewer, you're like, I know that wasn't them actually trying. Like, they were just marking the dance, and that's what the editors chose to use when they were editing the episode. So some of those things, it's like, you know, they need to understand that their audience is knowing the girls' dances and styles at this point and can tell the difference between, you know, when the girls are actually dancing and when they're marking it.
Definitely.
I finally found the dances, by the way, on YouTube.
Yeah.
I didn't see them last week, and I found them this week, and I'm like, oh, I can't wait to do this when I get home. I need to work out anyway, so.
Try it out. You're going to try the dance?
Oh, my gosh, absolutely. Yeah, I'm going to try to learn every single one of them.
Oh, nice.
Absolutely. Okay. Because I don't know if they're going to make it out here. Yeah.
I'm saying, at the end of this season, you guys heard it. Heather is going to be an honorary dancing doll. At the end of this
season. That's right. Hold me accountable.
Yeah. 8 count. That's all we need.
I want to see it.
Now, going back to the practices, what did we think about Coach D telling Kayla to lead the practice? Coach D went to Birmingham and was just like, you know what? I need to check on my girls over there. I have my babies. I have my regular girls over there. Kayla was left to lead this practice. I think Kayla has enough experience to lead a practice, you know, because she was a doll and now she is the coach or the captain. But should she be by herself like that? Is that why she had a little...
I think so.
Scrimmage?
After she won 100%. Yeah, I think she wanted to test her. She knew Birmingham was coming. She had the scrimmage. She wanted to see if she could win and beat her. I definitely think she has what it takes to lead by herself. I think it was a good move. If not, I don't know if they would have won because D couldn't split herself. Coach D can't split herself in two ways. True. So Coach Kayla handled it well.
Do you not? You sounded like you were a little skeptical.
I was because I like Kayla, but I just feel like she needs a little more experience with coaching.
Uh-huh.
Dancer-wise, wonderful, but I just don't think she should have led that. I think there should have been like another coach because I feel like Coach D has more than just Kayla coaching.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, for sure. There's definitely always people you see in the background that are always there, but you never hear from them and stuff, so you know that they're coaches. I want to know, do either of you know what Kayla is going to school for right now?
No.
Because I wonder if it's for dance or if it's like business or something. I know she's probably said in the past and I'm just not remembering. And I know some of you guys out there know because one of our YouTube comments from last week's episode was saying how they said they didn't think that Kayla would get a spinoff show like we were talking about because she's still in school and everything like that. Which is true. But I'm just curious, what's she studying?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. But I also know that her and her mom, Tina, did not talk about it when they went on their walk. But I love that walk. I don't mean to jump in on that, but like how amazing was that walk? Having that type of relationship with your mother, going on the walk, coaching each other was amazing. Talking about losing weight together, getting in shape and staying on it. I thought that was great.
Me too.
Very grateful of each other. I thought that was a good piece to the show and support wise, because I don't know if that happens a lot anymore, that mother-daughter one-on-one time and so forth. So I thought that was a great influence there.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Yeah. When she was, Tina was like, you know, I got this new body. I need to keep it in shape.
Yep.
Let's go on this walk. And she even said, I got my walking wig on.
So. You wore her good weave on the walk. So that was good. That was good.
That little bonding. And I like how Kayla is still talking about school. And she's like, I'm on the go. I'm eating fast food. You know, I'm not taking care of my body. Mm-hmm. I'm glad she like just said that. So that can inspire other girls to be like, okay, I can work out just like Kayla's working out.
Mm-hmm. It's so hard to be in school and to be on the go and to not gain weight. And walking is actually better than running. To be honest with you. Yeah, if you're dancing that hard and so forth with your knees and everything, when you're walking, you'll still burn just as many calories as you would running. So I thought that was a good thought. I just want to plant that seed. Don't worry about going overboard, ladies. Okay? Every little bit counts. Baby steps.
Every little bit. And so we also see that the mothers take Coach D out to lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Because when Coach D blew up, before they even went to lunch, Coach D went in the back and was just going off in the viewing room to the moms. And the moms are like, what's going on? She's just yelling. Just these girls are motivated. I'm tired of yelling. Like, do we think Coach D was just throwing off steam? Like, it wasn't really directed towards the mom, but she was just talking.
Yes. I think that was a moment where she let Neva get to her head. Mm-hmm. I think Neva was a primary focus for her, and going to the mothers was her way of trying to get the mothers to back her for the first time. Because I feel like a lot of times they're technically not behind her in how they're coaching, how she's coaching and so forth. But I thought it was cool that she looped them in instead of being like, don't be talking. Like, she went to them. So I thought that was great.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
And Mimi's looks at the brunch.
Oh my God. That's what I was going to say. Yes. At that brunch.
Transformation.
Mimi with that lipstick and the necklace. Girl, she's looking so good.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Complete transform. We were talking about transformations last week.
Yeah.
Hers was 100% there. Like, you could see it. And I was like, she looks beautiful. Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
But Mimi, and because I know you're watching this After Buzz.
Yes. You
panel
are.
Here. I love you regardless. She's the funniest one. She's smart. She's my favorite. Mimi's my favorite.
Oh, really?
Of the moms,
is
yeah.
Is she?
Yeah, let's go. Who else? Okay, so out of all the girls, you said Mimi, Heather.
I would have to say Selena.
I love Selena.
I see that. She's just so cute. And she's like, Selena. My girl, Star and Sky. Like, she's got, she's just cute. She's all about her girls. And she's still married and they love each other. So I think that's such, again, very great home, very great relationships that they're showing. So I love Selena. I think, and I don't understand why she gets on people's nerves. I really don't.
Sometimes she's a little bit much.
Is she? Why? In what regard? Defending her daughter?
When Whitney got married at Whitney's wedding and she showed up wearing white and they were all like, you're wearing, you know, you don't wear white.
Tina, yeah. I think it was Tina's
wedding. Tina's wedding. Yeah. And she's like,
you don't wear white.
You don't wear white at a wedding.
That's what Coach Steve was like. You stick your ass out. I was like, yes. I'm sure she didn't know that though. But is she like that? I'm sure she knew that. Selena, were you still on the show? That's why your husband got a spinoff, isn't it? maybe. I don't know if that's true about that. So who's your favorite?
I like Selena, but I like Whitney. Yeah. I don't know. I think she just gives it to you, like, really dirty, like, raw.
She's
like,
the
no
tough
filter.
One.
Yeah.
Yeah. Truth.
Like, she's the Christiana's one to say, aunt. Sit down.
Mm-hmm. Truth. I think that she's great, and she does not sugarcoat things.
Yeah.
She doesn't sugarcoat things. And I have to admit, I don't like that either. I don't like when people sugarcoat things, so she's my second.
I love her. Why is it that now, I know this happened like with last season, maybe season two, but they call Whitney Christiana's aunt. Because remember, they introduced Whitney as Christiana's mother.
Did they?
Yes. Oh. In the very first season. And then slowly started changing into aunt.
So no comment. I know. Just in case, no comment. I'm not gonna just. That's
something must have happened, and some sort of like maybe it brought up some custody issues or something like that.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. That's what
I think. Interesting. That's... I didn't know that she was initially introduced as her mom.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
it was Whitney as mother, but then we saw maybe like last season two where somehow they were like, oh, I'm taking care of Christiana. That's what Renee said. I'm taking care of her and, you know, she's my niece.
Mm-hmm.
And then ever since then, they just changed her. Just
I wonder if they knew. Aunt. I wonder if they knew at first.
I feel like they
maybe,
knew.
Yeah, maybe okay. that too. Maybe
okay. like they knew. Maybe like just a little family drama. I don't know why I thought about that. Just for some reason, I was like, I wonder why they changed that.
The moms are so into it. I mean, every day they're at these things. They're chanting. They're literally like, whose house? Those house. Like, I was just like, wow. Like, that's amazing. I hope this comes to LA. Like, I hope some sort of like hip hop majorette stuff comes.
We've been pleading with them. Come on out here.
You guys go on tour, dolls, stop by here.
I think it's all East Coast right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Come out and see that. The beginning of this season, they competed against a Compton team. Remember that?
Oh yeah. Oh.
But I don't think they came. If I remember correctly, they didn't come here. Compton came to them.
Compton went there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think they showed up in like a Chrysler or something. They pulled up in a Chrysler, like onto the floor, I think. What's that? I love cars.
Maybe. I don't remember. I remember it was in like a big garage or something like that. Yeah.
Well, when you guys do that tour, stop by
Come
here,
back.
Coach
yeah.
D. I'm telling you. You know this is open for you. So now let's get into competition. Competition day. The girls have done blood, sweat, and tears. They stayed out practicing all night. They even said past 10 p.m. That the girls were practicing. Wow. I mean, they were putting in blood, sweat, and tears. Now we're here at competition. So, I mean, we already know who won, but what did you guys think? Before they even started dancing, did you think it was going to be the dolls, or did you think it was going to be the divas?
I thought when the little bit that we did see, again, always not enough dancing for me, but when we were seeing the Divas of Olive Branch, to me what we saw, I thought they looked sloppy. I thought they did not look together. Mm-hmm. But then the commentary from the moms were like, oh, we can see the Divas improving and we can, they're all in sync and it's, you know, they were saying how together they thought they were. And I was like, I didn't see that at all. But you never know what the moms are watching and what the editors are showing us.
True.
But I thought from what we saw on the episode, the dolls definitely looked more together than the divas did.
The judges looked pleased. Like I was a little bit conflicted because the judges looked pleased during the show. I also was thinking if they do attribute points to a field show. Mm-hmm. Having the batons come out, that's classic. I mean, right. That's like the old school voguing back in the day. That's what the college like girls did when they were performing on the field. So I thought for sure they could potentially win for that because mm-hmm. they brought out the batons. Mm-hmm. But other
and the
than
flag,
that,
I like yeah. this flag. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, is it flags? Not yeah. batons. Yeah. Sorry, thank you. I couldn't remember. I meant the flags. The fact that they brought that out, mm-hmm. I thought was old school. So I was like, okay, great. I was like, they're gonna get points for this because it's a field show.
Right.
But then when Coach D was like, oh, I hate it, just dance. I actually didn't agree with her there because, again, if it's a field show, it's exactly. not just bucking. It's not just hip-hop. Yeah. It is literally the flags or the batons.
And
flags,
the divas yeah. are known for the field show. Mm-hmm. They're known for that.
Yeah.
And I thought they brought it just wonderfully. I really thought that they won that first one.
Me too.
I thought the field show, hands down. I know Coach D brought out the army of dolls and just dolls on top of dolls on top of dolls. But I was with Neva when she was like, it doesn't take 30 minutes for a field show.
Like, true, that's true.
Dance, you're bringing out all, it was just first wave. It was babies, you know? And yeah. I was like, dance, girl. Like, where the field? I thought they took that.
It's like a theme song that just never ends.
Yeah, yes. I thought they did too. But the moms also brought up the costumes, right? Being army. I didn't see any.
That was in the second.
That was
in
yeah, yeah.
I only saw it in the second. I didn't see camouflage, though, mm-hmm. either time I didn't either. For the dancing dolls.
I didn't either. But I did notice for when they did do stands, the girls, those black and gold costumes that the girls had.
Gorgeous.
I think those were new. I like those.
Yeah, those were beautiful.
Yeah, I really like those.
Beautiful. Anything black and gold, I think, is great.
Yeah.
But I didn't see any camouflage.
I didn't either.
I only saw the one in the TNT. Karen got upset when she saw that TNT. Yeah. Oh, they got to blow stuff up. I was like, oh, that was really cute. That was a great prop.
I mean, the stands, to me, the dolls take it hands down. Mm-hmm. The stands, it just, there's no, well, I haven't seen a team that could really compete like the dolls do in stance battle. Mm-hmm. Are we not surprised that they brought it?
Coach K gave me chills.
Right.
Again, I don't know if they sped it up on air, but how fast she moved yes. when she was dancing. I watched it three times. I got chills every time. Just like Brittany said, if people were asleep, they're waking up now. Mm-hmm. Something like that. I was like, wow. So
I mean,
as soon as she
Kayla,
came up,
nobody yeah. can, you know, that I want a t-shirt that says Buck Like Kayla. Just like Tina has. Because that's, I mean, you can't, nobody does.
I mean, she's
yes.
got yeah. so fast.
Got
so intense.
Fast. So much yes. energy. Yeah.
Yeah. Even better than Coach D.
Yeah.
I mean, much different. Coach D's really wide, big type of movements and so forth. But Kayla makes it just big, but she's fast. It's, mm-hmm. It reminds me of like Busta Rhymes' rhymes, like how quickly he does. That's the beat at which she twerks. Mm.
But she, and that. You know, but, and yeah, that's true. And, Coach D has said that Kayla's like really good at hip hop, I guess. When we see her, we haven't seen her do hip hop much, but I guess that you know, that's her forte too.
She made it.
Miss D is like all about like the theater of it and the drama, you know, the long leg lift and the pauses and then the death drop. Like Miss D brings the drama. I love watching Miss D.
Yeah, I feel like every season she's brought the death drop. She's always done the, what is it, leg stand? What do you say? How is it called? Leg stand? Whatever. Whatever it's called.
Extension. Leg extension.
Something like that. Kickbacks.
Like every single time and then the death drop. Every time.
Every time. I think we just like seeing it because, you know, she's not old at all, Coach D, but, you know, she's seasoned.
Yeah.
And so it's like, this seasoned woman is up here kicking these legs back, doing these splits, like, dropping to the... I said, oh my gosh, Coach D, if I drop like that, there's no way I'm coming back.
I mean, she is so fit. Like, damn, I would... Yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing. It literally reminds me of like a basketball coach. I feel like any good coach, basketball or football or anything, they can throw the ball. They mm-hmm. can make a basket just like her. She can dance.
Yeah.
That's how you know it's a true coach bringing it mm-hmm. because she can get on the floor with the girls. And that's why she deserves to be yelling at them. She can yell at them the way she does because she can do all of what she's asking for them. Mm-hmm. So to me, that validates everything.
Yeah.
And the way that she talks to them, it literally reminds me of like the old... Back in the day, the Indiana basketball coach of the Hoovers. I can't remember his name. Mm. There's a few other ones. But the way that the old school coaches are in sports, this is Coach D all day. Which, again, I think is great.
Yeah.
I think it's great. And the fact that she can do the moves validates every single thing she says. Until she can't, no one can question that.
Go ahead, Eva.
Yeah.
I feel that.
Got your back.
But then we also see, are we surprised that Kayla jumped in there. I mean, I know we were talking about Kayla and her solo. I didn't think she was going to have a solo. I didn't even see Coach D having a solo. Are we over the solos, though?
No, never overseeing. After what Kayla put on this episode, I want to see it every single time. And I believe, didn't Neva call out Coach K last season? And so she was like, oh, I can't dance, or she's younger than I am. No, that was something else.
Mm-hmm. That wasn't Neva.
Yeah, but there was someone else mm-hmm. when she didn't get mm-hmm. on the floor. Coach, she didn't get on the floor, and Coach K did. Mm-hmm. And from that moment forward, they will win every single time if mm-hmm. Kayla's doing it, period. I mean, no one can compete on the team with her right now. No wonder she's assistant coach.
That's true. Yeah. I mean, I like seeing Kayla in her, you know, solos. I love it. But I just want to see the girls a little bit more. Yeah. I don't know why. I'm with Tamara, just dancing. I want to see them. I know they can't play the actual music that goes on at the competitions, you know, copyright and stuff like that. But I just want to see one good time, the actual music, and these girls dancing just hour long.
Yeah, mm-hmm. the network needs to change that. If you're listening, like, we need the real beats. I guarantee that'll also bring more viewers.
I think so,
if you
too.
Do the real beats, because then when we hear it on the radio, when we're out, and we see it, we're going to mm-hmm. immediately think of the Dancing Dolls. We're going to immediately think of the network and be like, okay, great. Hello, Lifetime. Here we go.
Right.
Like, let's do this. So I'm still so baffled. I tried to find it on YouTube as well, and I couldn't find it with the real songs. But I think that'll change the game.
I think so, too.
Yeah. And we can actually tell with the 8 counts and the 42 mm-hmm. counts exactly. maybe if it's on or if it's off. But either way, I love the show.
I mean, yes, I still love it.
So you Lifetime execs out there that are watching the AfterBuzz panel right now, let's see. Give us your notes.
Yeah. Tell us. Call them. What is it? The music producers? Who controls that? Who controls that? The royalties.
Tweet at us and let us know why.
It's the producers, the music producers.
That's what I think, too. Because you have to call so many. You probably have to call so many artists. Oh, like, yeah. Can we have a copy? Like,
I mean, why would they not want that publicity?
That's true. But
like, why would they not want that publicity? Are they that mad that they're not getting 5 cents of royalty off of that? Give me a break.
It's just it's insanely expensive to use mm-hmm. to use the top 40 song or in it, you know, copyrighted material on TV. I mean, reality show is bargain basement television production. Like, it's super cheap, and to have a copywritten song in the episode, mm-hmm. I mean,
I didn't know you had to pay for that.
It drives the budget through the roof.
Okay.
I know. Never mind. Thing with talk shows. If you want to use a popular song, you got to pay for that too. It just sucks, but I just want to see it.
Yeah.
And I don't know if some of our viewers know that when they do dance on TV, they're cutting that down so much. The girls dance. Coach D, she puts on a good 30-minute show alone. That's why when Neva was like, hurry this up, she's really putting on a show. We see 5 seconds, these girls are just dancing.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
They dance a long time. And it's like, okay, these battles are longer than what they show us.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
That's why, like, I don't know why they don't show more of the dance. Like, mm-hmm. I don't need to see Brittany's reaction every 5 seconds. Like, let me see the dance.
But
you know, you can show her once. I'm just saying,
that's
personally,
true.
Like, I would mm-hmm. rather see more of the girls dancing.
Yeah, I think what draws the show, though, is the drama. It's Coach D yelling. It's the moms getting in a battle. Because if you really think about it, the star of the show is Miss Diana. It's not the girls. It's not the dancers. And people can catch dancing anywhere, right? But to get a personality like Coach D's blended with those moms that really get into it and that are raw, mm-hmm. it's rare. It's not as rare anymore, but that's the show. If her attitude wasn't there, I don't know if they would have as many viewers mm-hmm. just watching that's girls true. Dance. So.
We'll see, like, again, but, like, it's harder for me. Because I'm not into the drama. Like, I don't care if the parent, like, I don't know. I'm not into the drama, and I think I might be if I was on one of the girls' sides a little bit more because mm-hmm. I was seeing more of their dancing. You know, like, mm-hmm. I feel like without more of the dancing, I'm not getting invested in the drama that the show wants me to be invested in.
I really agree with both of you. I love Coach Diana, but I love dancing too.
Yeah.
I think they should try to find a happy medium and give us a special. Like, just, you know, one little Friday, one hour long, or it doesn't even have to be an hour. Give us 45 minutes.
Yeah. Or, like,
just,
I mean,
dancing.
Not to compare the show to Dance Moms, but on Dance Moms, we see the whole dance.
That's true.
You know, in their competitions, we see the whole dance. So.
That's true. And you know, that's the rival show. So
that's true. And
I was like, a little shade over there, Tamara. I saw that.
I want to see these dances more than, you know, Kendall or whoever.
Tamara's on fire tonight, Angie.
Is that throwing shade? I don't think so.
You speak your truth, girl. But Another thing we saw in this episode was Cameron trying to step up as lead of the, you know, of the dolls, because she's now leading the new girls and her girls, and she's feeling the pressure of leading maybe 100+ girls.
She did great.
Isn't that crazy? Do we think there should be two coaches? A head coach for Birmingham, a head coach for Jackson.
For sure. Yeah.
I think from a captain standpoint that there probably is for Birmingham. I don't know if we got to see that this episode. Mm-hmm. But as far as the lead, I mean, it's always good to have one point person, in my opinion. You know, it makes that girl that much stronger. She wants to lead, be able to say, like, I led 100 girls. I led 40 girls. I led 20 girls. Because the more the better. It's like a manager at work, right? You want to lead the show. And for her to do it, she owned it. She got more attitude this season. She's totally come out of her shell, 100%. Yeah. I don't know if it's Mimi's makeover that's doing it or what, but both, two awesome transformations. But I see a lot more life. And no, I think one is good, because I don't know how much of Birmingham we're going to see in all reality.
That's true.
So I think one is good, because they got Coach K still, too. They got Coach K still, too.
That is true. Yeah. I think, though, with Cam, I don't know. I don't think Cameron's ready to lead 100+ girls. I think she's good with just her regular, you know, like 30, 50 girls. I don't think she's ready to step into leading two studios. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a lot on like a 14-year-old, you know, 15? Yeah.
Are they that old? I don't know. Is she a junior? Is she a senior?
I'm not sure.
I can't keep up.
I don't
up.
Know either. Yeah. Because if she's still... like freshman and sophomore, maybe it's too early. But if she's like a junior now, maybe it's time that she starts stepping up. And I don't know. Right. I don't have an opinion on whether she should. If it's too much work for her, I'm on her side.
If it's too much work, Christiana is coming in there. Because Christiana's ready.
Yeah.
She's ready in my eyes. She just became this butterfly. Mm. She went from just being, into, I'm going to take you down.
Yeah.
Christiana's ready.
Yeah.
And she's a great dancer.
Totally.
I mean, both girls are, but Christiana.
Yeah, last week, I mean, she's like, I'm coming for you, Cameron. Mm-hmm. That was great. I think the more and more they're on TV, the more they're exposed, the more open, mouthy, which is a great thing that they're going to be, which is awesome. And I think it was good to see again Cameron speak up in this one, say bring it, get more verbal about it, and so forth. I thought that was great. That was great. Was this the episode where Faith's mom had the glasses on all the time?
She did. Can we please talk about that? I know.
What is that? I don't get it.
What's her name? What's Faith's mom's name? Just that nerdy character she's doing. I was
like, what is that?
It was like record scratch. Like, what is happening? It pulled me out of the episode.
Please don't ever do that again. I get it that you already are an amazing personality. We already know that. But no, drop the tie.
I know.
Drop the glasses. It's a no. You already got all the women wearing necklaces and makeup, girl. Yeah. Kudos to you. We are not going to, hopefully, start seeing the nerd look. Nah, that ain't it.
Dana? Is that her name? Dana?
Dana.
I can't remember John Blake, but I'm with you with that outfit. I was like,
what was that?
I need one of the other. Well,
do you think it's because all the other moms got, like, you know, beautified and are wearing more makeup and stuff that she now wanted to set a new trend?
I think it was a little, because the glasses and the tie.
Yeah, like if it were one or the other,
I probably wouldn't have been so jarring, but because.
It's just like, you just stare at her like.
It just didn't make sense.
Yeah.
It didn't make sense. But I mean, hey, she stood out. We're talking about her. We're spending an extra 2 minutes on her, so.
Yeah.
I think she did it. Clap to her.
Go ahead. Standing out.
I don't know.
That's enough standing out. Time to go back into the little box. But back to Neva and Coach D, who I just love this rival they have going on. When Coach D went outside to get some air, here comes Diva. Neva the Diva. Oh, hey, how you doing?
So prim and proper this time.
Did you guys think it was going to be more of like just an outburst? To me, they were kind of calm.
It was totally staged. A staged
comedy. I mean, those meet in the hallway parts are completely staged.
Oh, yeah.
I hate them. I believe it, too.
And then this episode especially, they set it up. Miss D's like, it was getting a little stuffy inside, so I needed to go outside. I was like, oh, Lord, here it comes.
I thought of you as soon as I thought, too.
She's got to go do... Like, if... I don't know. Whatever. Good to do the meetup.
I think Meva completely reeled it in a lot this time. Mm-hmm. It always reminded me of like a super religious person who's like, God bless you. I know. But instead she was just like, I think we should just handle it on the floor. Like, no, no. And the fact that, were they in the Bahamas? I researched this. I looked into it on Facebook. Oh, yeah. I could not find any Divas of Olive Branch Bahamas photos.
Oh, okay.
She was like, where were you at Battle Royale? Yeah. She's like, oh, we were in the Bahamas. Were they though? Where are the pictures? Where are the pictures?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, good.
You right?
You researched that.
Yeah. I was like, first of all, what dancing things in the Bahamas? Like, but I looked into it and I could not find. I mean, I went all the way back to like 2015 too.
Wow.
So I was trying to see like, okay, what were they really at? But again, maybe I didn't see the full spectrum if I'm not someone's friend and so forth. I'm not sure. But I thought that was BS. Hmm. But so did Coach D. She's like, I can smell a fake. What did she say? Something about being fake.
Yeah.
She's like, I can see that fakeness.
I thought that too. Yeah. As soon as she said, we were in the Bahamas, I was like, Neva, you never even left the country. Stop it. Like, you've only been down the street to the gas station. You better. But I said, okay, if you want to pretend you're in the Bahamas, go ahead. Sometimes I pretend I'm in the Bahamas too. So, whatever. But
you can tell, again, they took that sabbatical. They were definitely off. Their costumes, I feel like, are more like the dancing dolls.
Yeah.
For sure. So mm-hmm. I think they did a costume revisit. They definitely upped their dance skills.
They've kept their black and green because that's been their colors.
Their theme mm-hmm. colors.
Yeah.
I like that Neva dances like them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For sure.
Do you think they get money from the show? Does Neva get like a little small cut for appearing on the show?
Good question.
Because I think, you know, I know when you're a part of a team, of course you put in your money for your uniforms and things like that. But if these uniforms are looking so great, where is this money coming from? Mm-hmm. Is it coming from the side hustle? Or is Neva actually putting in herself to the Divas?
I think she's probably putting in. And yeah, I think that outside individuals are donating that sponsorship and so forth. I think every episode she does, again, is more publicity. Yeah, I believe that to be on any show, if it's taken off, it's on season 3, she's probably getting a cut.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Once they're on the show, you know, then they get thousands of followers on Instagram and Twitter and stuff. And once you have as many followers as they do, that's when you start to see those posts of like, hey, just sitting here with my vitamin water, you know, and it's like, I know why you're posting that. Somebody's giving you a little green. So like, you know, those are the things they get from them for sure. But as for straight from the show, mm-hmm. I wonder. I don't know.
No, I mean, go ahead, Neva, get your dollars. Do you. And then we finally see at the end of competition who wins both rounds, the dolls, of course.
Of course they do.
They take the field show and the stand battle. I mean, like we said, we're not surprised. I was surprised with the field show. I will admit.
I was surprised with the field show, too.
Especially when the Divas, you know, that's their thing.
Mm-hmm.
I knew in the stand battle, like, nobody's taking the dolls because that's their thing.
Yes.
But I was surprised with the field.
Coach K killed it. Mm-hmm. Killed it. And when Coach D came out, especially, I thought that was a great change. It was like, okay, we took it too far. We crossed the line with our props. We humiliated each other. Now let's see who dances better. So, again, a coach that can do the dances takes all. So, as soon as she stepped out, whether she did a good job or a bad job, I think she did a great job. I believe they would have won because the coach got on the floor and finally handled it like a woman and did it without bullying.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely think that I wasn't surprised at all. But Neva did a good job faking like she was. She was like, oh my gosh, I was like, nah, you ain't surprised.
Oh my gosh. Let's get into some predictions for next week's episode. Let's see what's going on.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV
spooky
predictions.
Okay, anybody want to set it off first?
I feel like the next episode, the dancing dolls are not going to dig it first place. They're not going to take first place. I feel like it's time.
Probably.
For a loss.
Mm-hmm. Time for a loss.
Mm-hmm.
I know they were in Miami this weekend in real life. So I'm curious to see how long until that comes up in the show. I don't think I have a prediction. I don't.
I know it's a little hard to.
Yeah. I'm not sure yet what's going to happen because this isn't the real season yet. We're still in this like pregame exposition game part of the show. So
do you think someone's going to show up maybe?
I don't know. Until we get into the real competition, it's hard to say like how the girls are definitely going to win. They're not going to win. It's all just for fun right now. So
right.
I don't know. I want to see more Tyrus because I love seeing him. He's way, like, Neva's boring to me. I don't care about Neva, but I want to see Tyrus.
I can see Tyrus coming
back. I want to see some of the other guy coaches. I enjoy them.
Yeah, I think I predict. I'm with Heather with the loss. I think they're going to lose.
It is about time, yeah.
Yeah, and then Coach D just really got to give it to him. Like, this was it, girls. I tried to prep you for this. Like, you're going in, you're going down. I told you you would lose or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe the fighting, too, in the stands is going to come with the next one because they're going to go at it. You said that last time.
Yeah, I hope we see that.
I wonder if we're going to see, because all summer they've been doing these huge shows that they were on a tour, you know? Mm-hmm. And I saw a clip on Instagram where they had this, like, big light show and, like, the girls' names projected on the back and with, like, Kinjane. And, like, lit up like a, you know, stadium-caliber rock show, sort of. Like, it was crazy pyrotechnics and stuff like that. I don't know if it was actual pyrotechnics. But, like, are we going to see? I'd like to see some of that.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
I don't know if we're going to see any of that, though.
They'll probably save, like, season 4.
Yeah.
Because I would love to see, like, the behind-the-scenes of the Bring It Live tour. Mm-hmm. Like, that needs its own special alone.
Yeah.
Like, just give me behind-the-scenes of that. Because
mm-hmm.
it's just so, I'm just so amazed at these girls who started out in this little studio. Yep. And now look, they're going on tour.
Yeah.
They're taking off of school or touring the summer, you know.
Amazing.
I wonder if they all get a cut from that, though.
Of the tour?
Mm-hmm.
Probably, because that's probably...
What the moms do.
That's pulling in some dough.
That is.
Going to the girls' college funds.
I hope so. All righty, y'all. So, thank you for hanging out with us tonight in our little Bring It After Show. We want to hear your thoughts, so of course, tweet us using the hashtag ABTVBringIt. And... you can tweet us all by ourselves. Yeah. Where can they find you, Heather?
You can find me on Twitter at Heather Yaron.
I'm Tamara. You can find me on Twitter at Brown Tamara or on Instagram at Tamara_Blue.
And you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, all that great stuff at Howard the Third. And of course, my website, HowardTheThird.com. And we will see you guys next time. Leave your comments down below. Bye, guys.
Love ya.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.